Education activists say leaving schools closed will have dire consequences for students, especially girls. At a meeting this week with officials from Minister of Health and Minister of Gender Wednesday, representatives from World Vision International pointed out reports showing an increased number of girls have become pregnant or gotten married since the schools closed. Charles Jimombo is the director for operations at World Vision International in Malawi.
We also realize that when children are not in school for long, they lose out some of their content. Maybe 20 to 50% of what they already learned, they can lose over a period of 2 months break. And now we are talking about 6 months break, and we are not very sure. Maybe it could be even more, and we can't just sit down and look at all this.
The meeting came after representatives from the Independent Schools Association of Malawi met President Lazarus Chakwera a few days ago, asking him to consider reopening the schools. Chakwera said he would first consult the Presidential Task Force on COVID-19 about schools. After meeting with the activists, Health Minister Khumbize Chiponda, who co-chairs the COVID-19 Task Force, said it was too early to consider reopening the schools, citing a spike in COVID-19 cases. Minister of Gender Patricia Kariati says the government would rather employ measures to protect girls from early pregnancies and marriages than expose them to COVID-19. Kariati cited media reports showing that a number of students in parts of the United States have contracted coronavirus after schools were reopened.
We are afraid of that. If America were a developed country like that, but a number of students are being affected with COVID, and we are a developing country, we can't just open it, it's not safe. We'll be opening schools when it's safe.
Charles Dokera is the secretary for the Reopen School Movement for Students.
So far, we have been monitoring the situation in our country where we see the political light being advocated, and again, we see markets and every business is being operated just as usual, but schools are kept closed. After all, the situation of COVID itself is not as grave as it is in other countries in our country.
Education rights activists in Malawi have so far asked the government to reopen the schools for classes for students who will be sitting for final exams. They say a blanket closure of schools because of COVID-19 pandemic, which shows no sign of ending, is not a good idea. Lameck Masina for VOA News, Blantyre.